Okay, the City of Melbourne has done an audit of all of its statues. It found that there are almost 600 statues of people in the City of Melbourne. Only 9 of them are women, the rest are men, and they want to do something about it. Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Nicholas Rees, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. Good to be with you, as always.
Yep, thanks for joining us. So we're not going to tear down the statues of men here, are we? We're just going to find more women to honour in the future?
That is absolutely right, Tom. This is not about tearing down statues or none of that agenda. It's actually about properly recognising and building up the remarkable women of Melbourne and properly recognising their contribution in building our great city. So of the 580 statues that there are in Melbourne, just 9 of them are of women. And we just think that is, you know, talk about the gender gap, that is so huge, it's absolutely absurd. And so we want to do something about it, and the thing we want to do is recognise more women from our history and immortalise them in bronze or stone.
Sure. But we have to remember, though, that the early founders, you know, explorers and founders of cities and all that sort of thing, because of the way history was, tended to be mainly men. I mean, we can't ignore that.
Well, I think what that overlooks is that many of the important contributions made by women have actually been sort of sidelined or airbrushed out in those stories. So, you know, you have these histories of our city which really talk up the role of men, and I think that's to be celebrated, but it overlooks the very, very important contribution that's been made by so many women. You know, as I said, how can it be that only 9 out of 580 statues in Melbourne are of women?
Okay, well, I've got a few quick questions for you. Now, Daniel Andrews has been elected for a third term. This means he'll go past 3,000 days as Premier. That means he gets a statue to the rear of the Treasury building. Will you oppose that because I believe he's a man?
Well, look, the rules around statues of premiers are decided by the Victorian government, and that forecourt there at the front of One Treasury Place is a state government site. So that's for the state government to decide. That's not one that will be decided on by the City of Melbourne.
All right. Will you do a statue of Lord Mayor Sally Capp at the end of her term?
Look, this is very much looking at the remarkable women in our history. So, you know, the sort of people I'm thinking of, and we want to have a community conversation about this, Tom, so I'd love to hear from your listeners on which names they'd be putting forward. But, you know, I'm thinking here, people like Vida Goldstein, you know, the first woman in the world to nominate for as a candidate for election for national parliament. Someone like Helena Rubinstein, who started the world's biggest cosmetics company in the early 1900s with her first shop here on Collins Street. You know, Nellie Melba, most famous operatic singer in the world.
Well, we've had nominations for Dame Phyllis Frost and Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, well, I think they're great suggestions. They're very good, actually.
All right, we'll keep listening because we'll keep taking them. Do appreciate your time. Councillor Nicholas Rees there, Deputy Lord Mayor of the City of Melbourne. 133 693, women we should honour in the form of a statue at 4:15.